Insect forecasts and survey maps for Bertha armyworm, grasshopper, and cabbage sea pod weevil are now live. Caitlin Reeser spoke with Scott Mears, insect management specialist with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, at this year's agronomy update about the maps.
Yeah, so we do three in the fall in December. One is wheat midge, wheat stem sawfly, and the third would be pea leaf weevil. And we do those in December as early as we can get them out. And the reason for that is so that farmers can plan inputs, because those, the answers to all those would, could potentially be an input that they may want to add to their plans.
Now, three more have just come out. The first is Bertha armyworm, and you were saying in your presentation that that's the big one this year. We could see some outbreaks.
Yeah, it's the trend is up. It's been kind of inching up, but last year we saw quite a substantial jump up in central Alberta. And I fully expect we're going to see an outbreak phase someplace in central Alberta next year. Also, it looks like we may have an outbreak that is growing in the Peace Country. And then we have a couple questions further south, south of Highway 1. But we see that up and down over the years, and often not an outbreak. But it really does look like central Alberta is in for Bertha armyworm. Exactly where, it's hard to read, but probably centered around Camrose.
The second one is grasshopper, and again, there could be some issues in certain parts of the province.
Yeah, so this is a little bit harder one to nail down, because we have a few interesting things happening. We're seeing in western southern Alberta, Vulcan, Willow Creek, Lethbridge counties, all three counties are seeing higher grasshopper numbers in 2018, and that forecasts into bigger numbers in 2019, of course, depending on spring weather and things like that. So it looks like there could be problem spots. There were problem spots in 2018, and there'll be potential for those to increase in 2019. If you look at the map for 2019 forecast, the Peace shows very low numbers. But we've been seeing a two-year cycle up in the Peace. If we follow that pattern and we look at the map based on the 2017 survey, it looks like we could be in an outbreak situation if we're following that two-year cycle. We say if because we just don't have the scientific basis to make that call, but all the trends show a two-year cycle. So that's where we're at. Very likely, given the pattern of every other year, that 2019 will be a grasshopper year in the Peace.
And you mentioned weather, and one of those insects that's really weather-dependent you were talking about was the cabbage seed pod weevil. So what can you tell us about that?
We've actually seen a retraction in cabbage seed pod weevil range. We are finding it almost to Vermilion in the east part of the province and Edmonton in the west, and we've seen that back off. And it's more related to winter weather conditions. We've had a couple harsh winters, and this year we're having a very, very nice warm winter. And what that means is probably we'll see higher cabbage seed pod weevils into 2019. We saw a bit of resurgence, not a lot of high populations, but higher than 2017. So I think what we're going to be looking at is higher numbers in the traditional areas and maybe creeping back up into those non-traditional areas of central Alberta, but certainly not at threshold numbers. Threshold numbers probably for sure Calgary South we have to be watching, and I would recommend that we watch all canola, basically Red Deer to Provost and South, just in case there may be a hot spot in there.
Go to agriculture.alberta.ca/bugs-pest to find these new forecast and survey maps, along with the three that were released in December. Tomorrow, Scott Mears will discuss the importance of field scouting in 2019.